From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Ohio's new constitutional amendment defining marriage as having an unintended consequence. A few judges have ruled that because of the amendment, the state's domestic violence laws only apply to married couples. From member station WCPN, Janet Babin reports.
A majority of states have laws banning same-sex marriage, but legal analysts say Ohio's, approved by voters last year, is one of the broadest. So broad that it's now being used to get men accused of domestic violence off the hook. Law student Jeff Lazarus came up with the novel defense while working as a clerk in the local public defender's office. He noticed that the amendment forbidding recognition of legal relationships between people who aren't married contradicted the state's domestic violence laws that do recognize certain non-married relationships.
I pulled out the statute book and I said, you know, domestic violence itself is creating a relationship between unmarried individuals. It allows people to be living as a spouse without actually being married. And the amendment clearly says that you can't do that anymore.
A few weeks ago, the public defender tried it out when defending a client accused of felony domestic violence charges. Common Pleas Judge Stuart Friedman ruled that Ohio's domestic abuse laws are in some respects unconstitutional in light of the new marriage laws. Local Assistant Prosecutor Bob Corey says his office is appealing that ruling.
There is no evidence that suggests that the voters intended to strike down the domestic violence law when they passed Issue 1. And I think it's fair to say that there's no natural collision of the two meanings. And as a result, they can coexist and should coexist.
Phil Burris is with the Ohio Campaign to Protect Marriage, the group responsible for placing the anti-gay marriage amendment on the ballot. Burris says gay marriage advocates are just using the domestic violence issue to gain support to repeal an amendment they don't like.
You know, it's a pebble in the ocean, and the people who are opposed to Issue 1 are trying to make it into a big deal. Issue 1 is not causing any problems. People understand marriage is between one man and one woman.
But the women at one of Cleveland's domestic violence shelters say if the amendment continues to clash with domestic violence laws, it will cause big problems.
Derek?
The city's unassuming safe haven is noisy today with moms and their children coming and going, but the shelter offers respite to a woman from the area who says her live-in boyfriend tried to choke her to death 5 weeks ago. The black 61-year-old says with a weary smile that she never thought she'd be in a shelter at her age. Fearing retribution from her attacker, she spoke to NPR on condition that it withhold her name. She worries that the legal discrepancy might make it impossible for her to get a restraining order and could reduce jail time for her boyfriend if he's convicted, because assault charges aren't considered as serious as domestic violence charges.
I see it as a way for him to get a little mercy, whereas I didn't, and especially when you almost murdered. It just doesn't seem right. It's not right.
Cleveland's Domestic Violence Center Director Kathleen Alexander is among those calling on Ohio's politicians to fix the law before it's too late.
Our worst fear is that victims could be seriously injured or even killed as we're figuring this out, because they won't have the protections afforded them by the domestic violence statute.
It's likely that the Ohio Supreme Court will end up deciding the issue, but abuse victims stress that decision should come sooner rather than later. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.